What's up? What's up, my inner circle family? I'm so excited to have you guys here today. I'm totally stoked for what I'm going to share with you today. And thanks for all. I see all the comments. Say hi, everybody. What I'm going to do my best not to look here too much, but at the end, I promise we'll do Q&A. If this is your first time joining us, it's an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to have you here. We go live every single month, sharing what I believe are the biggest strategies, techniques, habits, skills, tools that you need to break through to the other side. Listen, I believe more than ever in history, people realize the power of self-education. Yes, college might be great. What you learned as a kid may be great, but I don't think anything can move the needle faster than learning those skills and those habits and those techniques from somebody who's already done it. And if you're ready for that next level, then you're at the right place at the right time. Today, tell me where you're from. I'll go through these after and I'll look at all your messages, but we'll do Q&A at the end. Today, I want to do something really important. I just had one of my high-level mastermind groups in the other room. I wish you guys could see it. It's literally right on the other side here. And I organized Brilliance. That happened to be a group, amazing group of people. They're real estate investors. I have a marketing mastermind, a high-level mastermind. You guys probably know $100,000 a year. This is my $25,000 a year mastermind that is real estate investors who are doing like 20 deals a year or more. And they're transitioning from just being an investor and want to run a kick-ass real estate investing company. And that's a bit of a transition because you're not just doing deals. Anyway, long story short, I opened with something that I want to open the same with you today and go deeper with you guys. Spend an hour on this today. I want to set 2019 up to be the best year of your life. I want you at the end of 2019 to be like, holy crap, best year of my life, unbelievable. I'm living my purpose. I'm at my next level. I tapped into my full potential and no more regrets. And I'd love if a little part of that was, wow, this guy Dean is part of this inner circle group I'm in. Just really allowed me to see and set goals in a way I never had before. Because here's what I know. The most successful people on the planet I know don't wait till New Year's Day or New Year's week or a couple days before to set resolutions. They're setting goals every single month. They're setting their life up. So every the next 12 months of their life is the best 12 months of their life. But I wanna go deep today and set a foundation for 2019. See, I would bet to say 2018, you had some great accomplishments, but you probably had some failures. You probably had some goals that were on your list at the beginning of 2018, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's already November. Like, there's two more months till 2019. I didn't reach them. I didn't make it. And I want you to give yourself a pass on that, because guess what? We can't go back. You can't redo the last 10 months. But we can set a standard, set a new goal for next level. Before we get to that though, before we get to this exercise that's six steps today, six steps to making 2019 the best year of your entire life. You guys with me? If you're up on that, give me a thumbs up or say hell yeah or heck yeah. But this is the year. Can you feel it? Like, maybe it's time that all the crap is behind you, that you paid your success tax. The failures are behind you. The momentum has built, that the universe, God, whatever you believe in, has given you the wisdom through what went right, what went wrong, obstacles in your way. Maybe you dealt with some major, major crap in 2018, but maybe that was all part of your journey. Maybe all of that was to build your success muscle. It was there to take knowledge and turn it into actual wisdom. And all of a sudden now you are seated in the spot ready for takeoff. That's the way I'd look at it. Listen, you can look at it any way you want. Why not look at it that way? Why not look at it? Love all the, I'm looking, guys. Thank you so much. Why not look at it that your life up until today was set up for you to be right here, right now, ready for takeoff? Here's the thing. You can look at your life any way. You can look at why did that happen? Whose fault is it? All those things. I don't think that's going to help you. So you might as well just change your whole past and say, hell yes, right now. All that crap was meant for me. I took it. I got through. I'm alive. I'm ready for what's next. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's do this. Okay. Before we go, I'm in a really good mood today, guys. So let's just light it up. Let's just light it up. Oh, I got an amazing, cool announcement. You guys asked for it last month. I had Tanner on my team kick butt all month, and we got something cool for you at the end. You're going to love it. Okay. Before we start, though, I want to talk about what people think. This is how people think business, life, and success grows. They think that if you're here this year, I don't know if you already have your business and you want to scale it, or you haven't started your business and you want to start it, even if you start it this year and you go, people think very linear. They think if they do this here, they're going to do this next year and do this the year after that and then the year after that. That type of thinking comes from the way you were brought up, the way we went to school, the way we went to college, when you think of a job. If I'm in this job long enough, I get a 4% raise a year and more vacation time, and we're trained to think linear. And I think we think linear also because that's the way our brains are designed. We're not designed to think exponentially, right? But I want to show you how business really works. I don't know, can you scroll down? Can you see the bottom of this, Cody? Yeah. This is how business and success really works. It really works like this. You're here, it might take you a few years, and then all of a sudden it's like this. So what I want to encourage you today to do is to think bigger. I want you to take whatever goals you are thinking about for this next year coming up and screw playing small, because here's what I know. It's just as much work to go big and grow exponentially as it is to grow small. I know you might be thinking, I don't know, Dean, but listen, the same stress I had doing my first real estate deal is the same stress I had doing a $15 million real estate deal. The same stress I have writing my first book and getting it out there and trying to get one person to buy it is the same stress and worry and effort as to sell hundreds of thousands of copies. The mental tax on your brain, on your thoughts, on your energy is the same. So why don't we get into an exponential growth mindset and set bigger goals and freaking go for it and stop playing small. Stop standing on the sidelines. Stop wearing someone else's jersey name, someone else's jersey and their name on your back. It's time for you to be in the game. In fact, I'm going to read a quote to you here in a little bit that made a massive, I love this quote. So I'll get to that. I'll digress. When I'm excited, my ADD kicks in. I might go all over, but I'll circle back around. But I want you to think about this. Before we get into this process, I want to share with you today. Exponential thinking is this. I'm not sure how old you are. If you're 18, 19 year olds and you're with us today, you don't know anything different. You were born with technology. You were born that this little thing in your pocket can do so much stuff. It does everything. But let me just ask you something. For those of you a little older, maybe my age or a little younger, or a little older, 20 years ago, if someone would have come to you and said, this is our linear thoughts, we're thinking the 45-degree angle. We're not thinking the exponential growth curve. So I'm going to come to you and said, hey, there's going to be this little thing about the size of a thin, thin wallet, and this is going to replace every camera you ever need. It's going to replace your record player and your cassette player. It's going to have every bit of music you could ever imagine on here. It's going to answer any question you could possibly think of. In the history of the world, it'll answer any question. It'll solve any math problem. It'll help you with directions. You'll never need a map ever again. You'll be able to talk to people. You'll be able to text people just by typing in their numbers. You'll be able to leave them a voice memo and the thousand other things it does. If someone said that to you 20 years ago, you would have been like, this guy's crazy. This lady's crazy. That's impossible. This little thing. If you said this little thing has more power than Bill Clinton had when he was president of the United States with every mainframe computer in the world, this little device will have more. You'd lock the person up. It'd be like flying cars. It'd be like, Back to the Future type stuff, right? Because our brains can't wrap our heads around it. We think, no, if we have a phone that's a rotary phone, maybe in 2 years we'll have a digital phone, and maybe 2 years later we'll have call waiting. You young people don't even know what I'm talking about. Everybody else, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, we just think step by step by step by step. When linear thinking is what takes off. So I'm only sharing that today because I want you to expand your thoughts. I want you to think bigger. I want you to play harder. I want you to get in a bigger game. It is so easy to judge from the sidelines. It is so easy for people to give you advice who don't want more. It's so easy for people to give you advice who are ready for complacency. They're ready to structure their life out and know exactly what they're doing for the rest of their life. If that's you, you wouldn't be here with me. You'd be happy doing what you do. I don't know about you, but I don't want anybody to tell me how my life's going to be, what time I'm going to have off, how much money I'm going to make. I need to be in control, and I want exponential growth. Do you get scared? Of course. If you're not not scared, you're dead. If you're not scared, you're playing small. If you're scared about starting your business, if you're scared about scaling your business, if you're scared to tell your family what you want to do, if you're scared that you have a degree and you don't give a crap about it, you don't want to do that, if you're scared that you want to quit your job and start this new thing, congratulations. I never met anybody who's successful that wasn't scared to death. I've been scared so many times, I'm still scared. I'm scaling a new business here soon. You'll see it in April. It'll be all over the world. I'm scared. But that scared, I know that I'm alive and I'm living. When you're 95 years old and you're on your deathbed or it's the last breath you take, do you want to say, I'm glad I was never scared. I'm glad I played it safe. I'm glad I got that 401k and I did that. No, you're not. You're like, shit. Why didn't I go for it? I'd rather be scared, accomplish, fail, succeed, fail, accomplish, scared, succeed, because it always grows and it can grow exponentially. So that's the message to start off today. Think bigger. Tell me if you're with me right now, give me a little, I'm thinking bigger. Let me hear that. Let me see it. How many of you are going to tell me right now you're thinking bigger? Okay. I want to make sure I'm in the right mindset before we get to the training. This one, I want you to be interactive today. Sometimes when I train on our monthly inner circle, I know it's a lot about listening and you're taking notes. This one, I want you to really dig in. Okay. I really want you to dig in and be a part of this. Don't just, I know you might be on your phone, you might be watching someplace at work and it's hard to write. Do this. And if not, you know it'll be in the back office so you can go back and watch again. But I want you to be engaged in this. I don't want you to think, here's the thing. When I teach with you guys, I see all the, I'm thinking bigger coming in. Love it. Time to think bigger. I don't want you to think that I just come up with stuff to teach you. If you can feel this from my heart, you know. If you're a part of my inner circle, you've been with me for a long time. If you're new, I hope you feel from my heart. This isn't something I just came up with. Oh, this sounds like a good idea to teach. This is how I live my life. This is how I went from driving a tow truck and fixing cars and having apartments and schlepping to the city and staying up late and working till 2 o'clock in the morning and doing all those things in my 20s. It's how I went from that to the life I get to live now. It wasn't by accident. I didn't invent something to get rich overnight. I had to hustle and I had to figure out ways to get there. I had to figure out ways when I didn't have the money. I had to figure out ways when my family thought I was nuts. I had to figure out ways when I was broke. I had to figure out ways when I had no support. I had to figure out ways when I felt alone. I had to figure out ways when I was up in the middle of the night stressed about the bills and still going for my dream while I'm like running away from having the money to do it. I've been through all that. That's where all this comes from. I'm just lucky that I have a platform where I can digest, look back, see what worked, write it down. This is your exercise for today in my journals. Write it down and deliver it to you. And then the second thing, part of this is I have to deliver it in a way that works, because there's a lot of successful people, but a lot of times if you don't spend the time knowing how to extract that wisdom and then teach it to someone, it's just wisdom that kind of dies with you, right? And I want to be an advocate for extracting wisdom from people and helping them. So today, thank you guys. I appreciate all the comments. This is an exercise that I thought through that's made a massive impact on my life. It's November, right? Is today November 1st? No, it's October 30th. I don't even know what date it is. That's crazy. But this is the exercise I want you to do now, and I want you to prep. So when everyone is starting the race, January 1, I used to race snowmobiles when I was a kid, grass drags, so much fun. It's a drag race, right? And everybody's at the starting line. That's what I feel like January 1 is. It's like everybody's like vroom, 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 like you're waiting for the light to turn green, then you hit it. It's a drag race, right? Car will be, get the gas pedal. I want to make it so when January 1 comes and everybody's the line, you're already doing 90 miles an hour and they say go and you're just like, shoo! Like, whoa, 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 when did that person start the race? You started now with me. Okay, you ready? Number one, what are the biggest pains? What were the biggest pains, the biggest failures, or the biggest things that went wrong in 2018? Right now, if you can, write this down. If you can't, you come back and do this later, but you think about it right now. What did you try that failed? What did you think was right that was wrong? What was the most painful thing? Now, this could be in any area of your life. If you're with me, I'm thinking success might be something we focus on today. You can come back and do this in every area of your life. But what was the biggest pains, the biggest failures, the things that went wrong in 2018? You're like, whoa, Dean, I thought we were going to be jacked up today. I thought we were going to be excited today. And you want me to think about the things that went wrong? Yeah, I do. Because right now, We are going to do an experience transformation. I think Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach, who's an experience transformer, experience transformation. We're going to change this because what if all the anything that went wrong, the thing that was the most painful, the biggest letdown, the thing where someone else let you down, what if all of that, like I said earlier, was designed for you, but you're missing the whole damn point? What if that was part of research and development for your next level of life and you're missing the key component to that failure? You know, everybody says, when you're going through a failure, just say to yourself, this is for a reason. Yeah, it's true. But the thing is, where everybody does it wrong is you're thinking, is this for a reason, this for a reason, while you're going through it. And you're like, no, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. But now that you're past it, or maybe even if you're 3/4 of the way through it, I want you to turn it on its head, and I want you to look at the value that came from what went wrong, and what lesson can you extract from it? What lesson can you extract from the biggest thing that went wrong? I want you to think about that right now. What did you learn? How did you learn how to communicate with people? What didn't work? Who let you down? Maybe you didn't put enough effort in. Did you procrastinate? Really dig, again, come back and do this exercise if you're in a hurry right now, but really dig what went wrong, because here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to not only dig what the parts went wrong and kind of like you're mining for the gold. Right? It's a pile of shit. Let's just say it like it is. It went wrong. It failed. It's a pile of do. You have to mine through it. You can put gloves on, but you have to mine through that to find the lesson. And when you do, it's like, oh, it's like a golden lesson. But here's the part that's most important. We are going to change the last 2018 right now. Instead of the year that you didn't reach your goals or you had this failure or you didn't go fast enough, we're going to change that whole philosophy. We're going to pull the gold from the pile of do. And we're going to throw the rest away. Like, picture, like, the pile of do is here. Do, I don't know, I'm saying do because I don't want to say shit a whole bunch of times. So it's a pile of poop, right? And in there is a gold key. And you put long gloves on and you're fished around. And this is really terrible. And you pulled out the gold key and you hose it off. You're like, oh, my God, there's the lesson. And then you got a big garbage bag here. And you just take the garbage bag and you push all the rest in and throw it away. Lock it, seal it. It goes in the garbage. Your past is gone. We can't redo it. If the relationship went bad, the business didn't work, the money fell through, no one supported you, your husband wasn't there when you thought you needed him, she wasn't there to support your dreams and goals, whatever it is, it's gone. I think God gives us, or whatever you believe in, gives us these lessons to learn from, and those that don't learn from them are bound to repeat them. Those that don't learn from those failures, those mistakes, the things that didn't go right, are bound to repeat them if you don't go through this exercise. Because now if you throw away the pile of poop and you take out this gold nugget of what to learn, you can change that experience, transform the experience into something that was designed for you to give you a leg up. So what I'd suggest is do that with three things. At least three things that went wrong. One, maybe you want to do one right now. What went wrong? And then, now that we think about that, and this is the part where you're going to be like, Dean, you're so brilliant. I'm a part of your membership to learn this simple stuff. No, a lot of times you know this stuff. You just need somebody like me to remind you and give it to you in a way where you understand and then push you to do it. Listen, what we're talking about today, I'm sure you've set goals in the past. You wouldn't be with me if you didn't set goals. But have you ever set goals that didn't come true? Have you ever set goals that faded as soon as you wrote them down? You set goals, you looked a year later like, wow, I didn't even start that one. Then maybe for the first time, you'll listen today. Not that you haven't heard before, but listen in a way that it impacts your heart. It impacts your action. It impacts your time to say, this is what I'm doing, and I'm doing it now. Okay? So this is the part that I think you're really going to say, wow, Dean's brilliant. Once we figure out what didn't work and we analyze it and you find a certain pattern or you find a certain habit that makes you procrastinate or not trust or blow up a deal, here's something. Ready? I'm going to whisper it to you. It's really brilliant. Do less of that. Right? Now you're going, wow, Dean's the smartest guy. Now, do less of that. Okay. Number two. That was number one. Go back. Do this again if you want. Number two. What were, looking back in 2018, what were the three biggest needle movers in 2018? What are the three things that moved you the most? You see, this is where we have delusion. We have the delusion that busy equals hustle, that busy equals I have grit. Busy, you know, if you're, I say this all the time, it's silly, but if you ever want to have a good golf swing and you're busy and you're grinding and you're swinging 200 times an hour and you got a coach and you're doing it, but you have the wrong swing, I don't care how busy you are, I don't how much grit you have, I don't care how much you want to grind, if you're swinging it like a baseball bat, you could swing it for 500 times an hour for the rest of your life, it's going to mess up. But if somebody gives you the right swing and you practice the right swing, then you move the needle. Move the needle means you get better at golf, right? So I really want you to think, and again, you can come back and expand on this. What are the three things that weren't just busy work in 2018? What were the things that maybe you were in flow and you did one little thing, boom, you made one adjustment. You said one thing to a family member and they were supportive. You started that one business. You talked on stage. You got that real estate deal. And remember it. Because here's the next brilliant thing. You ready for this? We're going to identify the needle movers, and we're going to do more of that. See, I told you, you wonder why you're a part of this group? Less of the stuff that doesn't work, more of the stuff that does work. As simple as that sounds, we don't do it. We are like sometimes I'll see somebody and they're like, I tried this over and over and over and it's not working, so I'm faster and quicker and faster and quicker and it's still not working. It's like, oh my God, if you hit your thumb with a hammer and it hurts, if you hit it faster, it still hurts. It's the same thing in business, or in life, or making money. It's like sometimes we try something. It's like even in real estate education, someone will try one way to find a deal and they're kind of doing a little bit off and they'll just do it harder, faster, quicker and still no deals. It's like, no, because you have to shift because you're not analyzing what doesn't work. Do less of that. What did work? Do more of that. Find the things. In this exercise, what we really want to do is find the three biggest needle movers and add fuel to those. Because we only have 24 hours in a day. We only have 24 hours in a day. So we have to put our focus on the things that actually take us in the direction we want to go. Listen. When we want another level and we crave it. And if you're with me, if you're part of the inner circle, you're a hustler, you want more, you're ready for it, you're learning, you're ready, you're cutting a check for speed, a check for knowledge, you're ready to implement. But I want to shake so many people and say, just think about the stuff that's not working. You're working really hard, really fast, but you're digging a ditch in the wrong direction. How do we do that? We need to analyze. We need to break down what we're doing and see what actually takes us in the direction we want to go. Yes, I'm hammering this point home because I do it. I'd love to make sure that you understand that I don't teach this stuff like I am perfect at it. Like, follow me. Brilliance. The sun shines on my head, the clouds part, and everything I do is perfect, and that's why I share it with you. No, I screw shit up all the time. If I don't have these guidelines, if I don't keep myself on track like this, if I don't analyze what failed and learn from it, if I don't analyze what moved the needle and do more of it, I can fall trap. And it doesn't matter what size, whether you're making 10 grand a week, 100 grand a week, a million a week, it's all the same. You can fall in these pitfalls. Personal growth, success strides. The reason you're a part of this inner circle is so many people think you can go to a 3-day conference and jump up and down and be excited and you're good for life. No, it's like the gym. You can't go to the gym for a weekend and be fit for the rest of your life. You can't get success habits in one book or one weekend and expect to have sustainable profits for the rest of your life. You always run up against hurdles. You always have someone tell you you can't. You always have someone stopping you. You have the inner villain that tells you, no, don't do it, don't try, play it safe. You have all these things. If you don't have a defense mechanism, like Dean's inner circle, then you're out there sailing on your own and a wave can come tip you over and you just want to swim the shore and be safe. Screw being safe. I don't know anybody who played it safe and at the end of their life were like, yay, I played safe. No, that's not. If you want to play safe, this isn't the group for you. You're ready for the next level, then this is what we're doing. So now the number two was, what are the needle movers? What lifted you? What got things started? What inspired you? What built your confidence? What made you say, I'm doing this? What person did you push out of your life? What person did you bring into your life? Who'd you start following? What group that are you in? That's really amazing. Inner circle, just saying. What were the needle movers? And do more of that. See the brilliance here? Can you see? Huh? You don't pay me for anything. Okay. Next piece. You ready for this? Ready for number three? You guys liking this? Let me know. If you like it, let me know. I know it'll come up in a minute. Okay, number three. Now, here's a really good one. You know this about me if you read my book, you follow, but now we're doing it in sequence. Now, let's pretend it is the end of 2019. We're a week away from 2020, okay? And we're right here again because you're still going to be a member or else you're going to give up on yourself, right? So it's almost 2020. We're all here. Thanks, guys. I appreciate all coming in. It's 2020. We're all on here. We're having an anniversary party. We're all rocking out because it was the best year of your life. Like, not just kinda, not just, it was a pretty good year. I'm talking about, like, the way I feel right now. I'm on fire today. I don't know if you can feel it. I can see the love and the energy in this group right now. Let's pretend it's 2020 and we are all fired up, like, literally losing our mind because it was the best year of your life. What had to happen for that to be? What had to happen? Really think about it. We've done these exercises before. Right now, think about it. Now, you could break that out into your finances and your career and your income, right? We could break that in love and passion and intimacy and connection. We could break that into health and fitness. You could break in all the buckets, but this is, I'm guessing you're here for success. So right now, let's just think of success. It is almost 2020. You're like, you guys are leaving me comments like, Dean, holy shit, I made 400 grand this year. Dean, I launched my business. Dean, I impacted people this year. Dean, I'm doing 5 deals a month. Oh my God. And feel it. Don't look forward like, oh, it'd be nice at 2020 if I was. No. I want you right now to take a moment. Just sit here right now. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. Okay. But right now, sit, close your eyes and be like, okay, I'm sitting with Dean. It's almost 2020 and holy crap, the business launched. Oh my God, I'm making $10,000 net a month, or I'm making $100,000 a net a month. And oh my God, I quit that job I hate, or I'm coaching Little League, or I married the woman I want to be with, or I bought that extra house, or I got out of that apartment. Live it. Feel it. Emotions create movement. Not just thoughts, not just a vision board, not just writing down goals. That shit doesn't do anything. Has it worked in the past? No, you have to feel it in your cells. You have to feel it in your soul. So I'm going to ask you right now, seriously, sit. It's almost 2020 and things are just like you walk in a room and you light the room up. You walk in and be like, whoa, who's that? Wow, he looks good. Damn, she's looking amazing. What has to be? And just start writing it down. Just start writing it down. Let's start with your career and your income. Again, do all of them. Come back, do this exercise with each part of your life. Do it with your health and your love and your friendship and joy and all those things. Happiness, laughs, but what is that? What had to happen? What's your business look like? What's your income look like? What does your day look like? And just start writing it down. Does that make sense? Because now you're not looking through what could happen. You're looking through what did happen. And your subconscious doesn't really know the difference. If you sit there and feel this, if you sit this, share some of the things, guys, I appreciate it. Share if it was a year from now and it was the best year of life, what would it be? We got already quit my horrible job, kicked up the happy meter. What would it be for you? What would one of the top things be? It's a year from now. We're all celebrating. You're just telling me, Dean, I did this. I quit my job, started my business, doing 5 deals a month, making 20 grand net profit a month. What is it? 200K a year. Awesome. Feel it. Don't just write it. Feel it. I'm talking about this because I'm hoping you're sitting there and just letting your body feel the emotions of success, of reaching it. I know we're just doing it here quick and I'm live and I'm talking fast. But if you're watching the replay or you're watching again, I would pause right here. Not now, you can't. I mean, if you're watching live, can. If you're watching the replay, of course. And really feel it. And just write. Let the emotion, let it come from your heart, right up from your heart, out your arm, in your hand, and just start writing what that could be. Okay. Now, what I'm saying for this exercise, if you're writing some down right now, write some down right now. This is great. Guys, you guys are awesome. Freedom, retired wife, awesome. That's amazing, Brandon. 2 wholesale deals per month, 10 grand, 120 grand a year, 12K per month, having much fun, flipping houses, creating dreams, 3 vacations, 50K income, promoted presidential diamond in my business, live life, feel it, love all this, 250 grand a month, 200 grand, 250 grand a year, making 5 million a year, 10K a month. Awesome, guys. That's what I want you to feel. Now, write these down. And then circle the top 3. You can go back and do this through all of them. We're just here. We have this time together. I want you to circle the top 3 right now. And do me a favor, Murabi, could you go get Tanner and tell Tanner, hey guys, I'm just going to tell Tanner, make sure you tell Tanner, I want to write down on paper because it goes too fast for me to see Q&A later. I want to do Q&A and I want him to write him on cards and give me. So guys, we're going to do Q&A here at towards the end. And I don't want to miss them because what happens when you guys do Q&A, the string goes so fast, I start to read it and it's gone. So we're going to get somebody to write them. Okay, so now that you got this anchored in, and you circle the top three things you want to do. Cool, Mike, thanks. Can you go back to the other screen? But it's still up on my viewer screen. Okay, sorry guys, didn't mean to get distracted. Let's stay in a groove here. I just don't want to miss out. I want to get your frequently asked questions answered. Now, number four, here's the next thing. This is the most important thing. This might be my biggest secret to setting goals that stick. It is so powerful. It's so game-changing. No one does it. I ask countless people when they're setting goals, do they do this one part? And I've never heard many people do this, and I know it's why my goals come to life. Want to know the secret? Well, I'm going to share it with you next time. I'm going to share it with you now. I'm just kidding. Okay, number four is now that you picked, say, circled three of them, right? I want you to attach an emotion, especially if you come back and do this again and you're sitting and you're thinking through, best year of my life, this is the money I'm making, this is the job I'm doing or the company I have, this is the feeling I have. Now, I want you to attach an emotion to that success. What will you feel like if you were making $250 a year, $5 million a year, 10, doing three wholesale deals a month, all these, $25K a month, seven streams of income, finally meeting Dean, that's awesome, thanks, $10K a month, pay off your mortgage, quitting your job, new car, vacation to Disney World, $120K a month, portfolio of properties, $100K a month income, real estate, living your real estate dream, living the life I love, $6K a month, all of these amazing, you know, if it was the best year ever. You're giddy as hell. You're happy. 300 trucks in your company. All these things. If you're actually living that, what would you feel as an emotion on a regular basis? If you were making $100,000 a month, which many of you said, would you feel more confident? How does confidence feel? No, seriously, I don't want to just blow past this and say, oh, you'll feel confident. What's it? No. Right now, me and you, how does confidence feel in your life? How does confidence feel, and how will it feel if you never worried about money again? I'm not saying you have $100 million in money. I'm just saying money is never something you think about ever again. You want something, you buy it. You want to take a vacation, you go. You want to do something different, you make it happen. Someone in your family's sick, you cut the check. You want to do that special birthday party, buy the new car, you cut a check. What does that confidence feel like? I want you to feel that level of confidence, knowing that nobody can control you. Nobody can take away your freedom. Nobody could tell you where to live, how to dress. You want to coach your kids baseball. You want to take off when you want to. You want to take your girlfriend someplace, take your boyfriend someplace, retire your parents, get your wife out of a job she hates. What does that confidence feel like? What kind of man do you feel like when you walk through the door? What kind of woman that can control her own destiny? What do you feel like when you're in control, when those goals become a reality? I don't want you to just write, I'll be confident. I want you to feel confidence. And I want you to know that that emotion is waiting for you. Everybody says, just be happy now. Yes, you can be happy in this moment. I'm not saying wait to feel confidence, but when you have the opportunity to accomplish those goals, you still have to get the bills out of the way. You still have to pay the debt. You can have all the confidence in the world. You don't pay your bills, they come take your house, right? But feel that confidence. Would you feel more love? Would you be able to spread love? Tony Robbins said something to me once, and he said, what if you felt love when you gave it, not when you received it? Wow, poof. Think about that thought. What if you felt love by giving love, not obligated to feel it when people give it to you? Man, you could be giving love out all over the place. You could be helping people, solving problems, building schools, giving to your church, helping a friend out. What kind of feelings, what kind of emotions would you have, if not if, when those goals become a reality, write them down right now. Feel it, live it, and write that down. Okay? Because if you attach an emotion to a goal, everything changes. That's honestly my unfair advantage to setting goals. There's more, but I'm just telling you, that one part, when you feel it, it goes in your cells. It becomes a part of you. Just writing it down and saying, okay, 1 million next year. I got that on my vision board, and I'm going to look at it every day. When's the last time you just sat and felt it until you were vibrating and you want it so bad you'd chew through metal, you'd break down a brick wall? That's what we need. Being successful is not easy. If anybody tells you it is, they lied to you. But can it be faster and quicker when you have a path? Absolutely. Okay, step 5. We doing good here? Let me know if you're liking this so far. Let me know if you're feeling it. You feeling it today? If you're feeling it today, give me a thumbs up, a smile, or say, I'm feeling it. Just let me know. I'm feeling it. Okay, number 5. This is where all of that comes to play. And this is where the dividing line between knowledge and wisdom and writing it down and feeling and emotions becomes reality. And that is, I want you to write down right now 3 action steps that you are going to do to take you towards these goals you wrote down before January 1. What are 3 action steps? 1 you could take today. Start the momentum today. Feeling it. Love it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Definitely feeling it. Glad you guys are feeling it. Glad you're part of the family. Good to have you here. Listen, 3 action steps that are non-negotiables. Non-negotiables. These are 3 action steps, and listen, there's going to be 20 action steps, 200 action steps, but I need 3 that you're willing to commit with me right here, right now, that are non-negotiable, they're in play, and this is what you're going to do between now and January 1. What are they? Come on, I'm going to give you time. Write them down right now. And in fact, write them down. If you can't right now, come back and watch this, like I said. But tell me some right now. Tell me some action steps you are taking, the ones that you've been putting off, the ones that you've been procrastinating, the ones that you've been waiting until your family supports you, your husband supports you, until the money was there, until the wife supports you, until time was available, until you graduated school, until the kids graduated school, until blah, 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 blah. Stop procrastinating. Set the action. Put it out to the universe and make it happen. What actions are you going to take? Wake up at 5 a.m., no excuses. Quit smoking. Figure out an income stream. Feeling jacked. Finish your modules. Do it. Raise my standards. Bam, raise your standards. Definitely feeling it. Start my options trading. Go for it. Blow the dust off my total gym. Make it happen. When? Okay, that's the next part. So I want you to, that's the last piece of this, is not only the 3 action steps, I want you to put a date on when the action step is going to happen, and I want you to put a date on when the goal will be accomplished. Okay, right now, think of the action steps, when you're going to start the action steps, and when will this goal become your reality? Let's see, focus on goals. Meditate on a daily, attending your unfair advantage training in November. Awesome. Launching my class. Complete the training for trading. Operation Creative Institute. Overcome the fear of making phone calls. Love it. This is it. Look at these actions coming. You guys are players. I'm so proud of you right now. Literally. Are you feeling this today? Is this different than any other time you've ever set goals? If it's not, fantastic. If it is, good. Feel it. Emotions will take you to the direction you want to go. Passive, like, I'm going to write some goals down. What the hell does that do for you, right? We want to feel this. I begin October. Buy another property. Look into new income properties. God, you guys are amazing. Thanks for being so interactive. Here's what I want to do right now. I want you guys, while you're writing down your action steps, right now, is Tanner going to write those down for me? Right now, I want to do a little Q&A. So just put a Q and then give me any questions that you have. They'll be coming in quick, and Tanner's going to write them down and give it to you. But any questions you have on this, I want to answer them right now. Let's have some fun being interactive. What goals are you struggling with? What did I miss out on setting your goals for today? What parts could help you go to another level? Get right, Q, if the 80-20 rule applies to your inner circle, the question is, what's the biggest reason that people in here right now will not succeed? The biggest, Jake, great question. He said, what's the biggest reason people won't succeed in here? I would have to say this. There's a million answers, right? You could say, oh, they don't take action. No. the biggest reason you won't succeed in making 2019 the best year of your life, the biggest reason, there's lots of variables, but I believe the biggest reason would be the story you tell yourself on why you can't achieve it. Because right now you're around like-minded people. Right now we're fired up. Right now we're having a great time. But when I'm not here, that's why I love having you monthly. I get the opportunity to keep you engaged on a monthly basis. When you're gone, is you have to watch the outside influences. You have to watch the negative news. You have to watch that negative person in your life that tells you to stop being a dreamer. You have to watch that the boss who eats up your time. You have to watch being tired. You have to watch eating the wrong food and feeling like, ugh, like you have to watch stop going to the gym. You have to watch the enthusiasm fading just 10%, and all of a sudden you start telling yourself, maybe this isn't the time for me. Maybe I need to be older. Maybe I need to be smarter. Maybe I need to be richer. Maybe I need to live in a different part of the world, different part of the country, in a different state. Maybe I need a new husband. Maybe I need a new wife. Maybe I need a new partner. Maybe, like, all of a sudden, when life hits us, this inner villain that I like to call it, all of a sudden starts grabbing for these stories and telling you why you can't. The reason why you won't go for your goals, in my opinion, the number one biggest thing is the story that you tell yourself. So anchor in a solid story, and every time that inner villain or the outside world tries to tell you something different, here's what I want you to tell yourself. They're wrong. The story's wrong. Those that are telling you the advice, in most cases you wouldn't change your life for theirs, they are wrong. They are ready to live a life with someone else's rules. They're ready to live a life of complacency, a level of life that's okay. I'm not willing to do that, and if you're here with me right now, you're not willing to do that. That's my thoughts on that. Okay, what's the best way to stop procrastinating? Bryant, what's up, man? Lots of great questions. I'm going to get to as many as I can. Tanner's going to have them. Best way to stop procrastinating is stop procrastinating. Okay, next question. No, I'm just kidding. But literally, like, what are you procrastinating for? A lot of times we're procrastinating because you're waiting for the perfect moment. Like, you're waiting for, like, if you're racing NASCARs, you're waiting for your opening. Don't wait for your opening. You got to go. Here's what I would say, and I always talk about it. Make a not-to-do list. Today, literally, write down all the crap that you do that doesn't serve God, doesn't serve you, doesn't serve a bigger future, doesn't serve more money, and mostly doesn't move the damn needle. I'm betting if you're here, you're busy as hell. But busy doesn't equate to success. So start writing down the things that you're doing that don't move the needle in your life, that don't bring you closer to God, more income, life, love, joy, abundance, and stop doing them. And then when those spots are empty, fill them up with the things that move the needle and take action now, not when. There's no when. You have to take action. Do something today. Okay. What do you do? Jerry says, what do you do when life seems to get in the way? Man, life always gets in the way, dude. Come on, you got to realize that. None of us have it easier. I know I sit up here full of enthusiasm. I make lots of money. That's great. Life gets in the way all the time. Last year, I went through a divorce that almost wrecked me. Life was in the way. I went through sleepless nights worrying about my kids that I was only going to see them half the time. It drove me. I love being a dad more than anything in the history of the world. I love making them breakfast every day and seeing their faces and have Sunday dinners and Sunday, I had a family meeting every Sunday and summer vacations. Oh my God. Holidays. Oh my God. When that got ripped apart, you know, and that changed, I almost fell apart. That was life getting in the way. But man, I just went after it. I said, if I'm going to go through a divorce, I'm going to do this in a way where my ex becomes my friends, where my kids don't feel a bump in the road, where they're not affected, where it's a child-centered divorce. And I went after it. I read every book possible. I interviewed everybody possible. I got up at 4:00 in the morning reading books because time wasn't on my side. I just went after it. Life gets in the way of everyone. There's not a person on this, in the inner circle that life hasn't gotten in the way, that hasn't thrown a curveball. All of you, you know this shit happens. And it stinks. It's how we handle it. It's the story we tell ourselves. It's how we approach it. We either play small and act like 98% of the world, or you become an inner circle member like you are, and you go, life is in the way. I'm pushing it to the side. I'm going to learn how to overcome it. I'm going to get through this no matter what I got to do. Life will always get in the way. Don't ever let it stop you. Learn from it, experience it, push it to the side, and keep going. Okay. Edward. What's up, Edward, man? Thanks for all the DMs and all the positive remarks. Thanks. Appreciate it, Tanner. Edward, yes. So we did high level today. I would break down your goals. I would do them in different areas of your life. And the ones that are most important, just don't set 300 different goals. So many people do that. Set one or two in each area of your life. Move the needle. But if you're going to say, I'm going to make 100 grand, yes, break that down. You could break that. If I want to make an extra 100 grand and I was doing, let's say you're doing real estate wholesaling. Right now, I'm not saying you are, but right now, my students are averaging about 10 grand per wholesale deal because the market's on fire, right? So if I was going to say, I want to net $100,000 from real estate wholesaling, this could be any business. I'm just giving, using real estate as an example. I have a lot of real estate students as well. If I want to make an extra 100 grand and I can average $10,000 per house, I have to do 10 deals a year. That's like 0.8 deals a month, about a deal a month, right? And then to do a deal a month, I would break it down. It's like, okay, I got to put maybe 40 offers a month to get one deal to close it. And I would reverse engineer. How do you get to 100 grand? Reverse engineer it. So it's not just this big goal. It's like, oh no, to make 100 grand a year, I got to put 40 offers a month or 20 offers a week. Okay, I got that. And you go to work on the 20 offers a week, right? So whatever it is, you want to make money online, you want to make money with Forex or trading or whatever is your business, life coaching, health coaching, be a fitness instructor, whatever it is, just set the goal, reverse engineer it, and start the process. You guys are amazing. We got Tanner. Steve, did you have a moment where you said enough is enough and choose more? Yeah, I did, Steve. Great question. I would bet to say I had that moment. I think that honestly hit me right. Probably I was in high school, out of high school. I watched my dad just work his guts out to make nothing, and he worked hard. I watched my mom work 3 jobs to make 90 bucks a week. I'd love to say that happened, but that's happened in different moments along my evolution. But the first impactful time was like, enough is enough. My family struggles. Nobody has money. Money runs our life. That's all my parents talk about, and they can't do shit, and they complain about it. And I was like, enough. Like, enough. There's got to be a better way. And the cool part about it, I was naive enough to think that I could do it. I'd encourage everybody to find a way to be naive again. Remember what it was like to be 17 and feel invincible. Remember when it was 17 or 16, your parents couldn't tell you. You knew everything. You need to rob that. The world has told you no too many times. Friends have told you no. The economy's told you no. The liberals say the conservatives are bad, and the conservatives say the liberals are bad. All this shit. And all of a sudden you start shrinking just a little and you start getting grown up. Screw being grown up. Go back to being that kid where you had dreams, where you felt invincible. And just say is enough right now. Why not say today? Why not everybody watching say it today? And just say, enough's enough. I want more. Okay, we're going to get to a lot more questions. But here's something I got to share with you right now. I'm so freaking stoked about this. Last month on this training, I just said to you guys, hey, it was a thought. Actually, one of you brought it up. Said, hey, can I share this with a friend? So I said to you, hey, what if I made it so you guys could share the inner circle with those people in your life that need it? You know who I'm talking about right now. You have friends and family. You might watch this inner circle get all fired up and go tell your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friends, your parents, all these people. You tell them and they're like, oh, geez, what do you drink the Kool-Aid? You know there's people in your life. There's people you work with. There's people that work for you. There's family members who would benefit so greatly by being in the inner circle. And I said, would you guys want to recommend those people? And then Tanner was here. I'm like, could we create a partnership with all of our inner circle members where you can refer and get paid? Well, you guys lit up the screen. It's like, can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do it? I said, do you want to do it? We got like 500 yeses. So Tanner, my nephew who works with me and our team, they built a tracking process. And here in a moment, don't get off yet. I still got more Q&A, but we built it. So right now, you can go and write this down. And if any of my team's here, it's dgaffiliate.com. dgaffiliate.com. If we could write that hopefully somebody's watching on my team. If not, I'll write it in a moment. dgaffiliate.com. And you can watch a quick video from me and you can sign up. And here's the deal. You'll have a link. You'll have a website address that's yours. And anybody you feel that should be a part of this inner circle to join us, to get fired up, to see these breakthroughs, send them a link and have them get signed up. And $47? Whatever it is a month, whatever you're paying per month for the level you have, when people get signed up, you get half of it. So we just made it really simple. I said, Tanner, pay them half because I want the word to get out. I'm on a mission to change the way people learn. I'm on a mission to change the higher education system, to show that learning through other people's trial and error is so much better in some cases. I want to change the way, make it cool for people to learn in areas like this, to be motivated, inspired, get the tools to go in the next level. And that's my mission. That's my next 20-year passion. In 20 years, I want the education system to be different. I could go forever on that, on what I believe. But you can help me with that mission and help people in your life. And I'm willing to share the monthly payment every single month. So if you send someone, if you go to dgaffiliate.com, watch the quick video, get signed up, you have a link, you send it to a friend, they get enrolled, whatever we collect each month, you just get half, and we'll send it to you every single month. You get 20 friends in, 10 friends in, you get that money every single month. Anyway, you guys said you wanted it. I hope that's exactly what you wanted, because my team worked their butt off to create it. We don't really have an affiliate. Well, we might in some area. I don't even think we do. We don't have it in any other part, but you guys asked for it. We built it. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Okay, let's keep going. Rosemarie. I had a cousin named Rosemarie. Is it possible to be too focused on education? Hell's yes. Hell yes, it's possible. Marie, I've watched through the years that sometimes people are focused on the learning and not the doing. Did you ever hear that thing, overanalysis causes paralysis. Is that the way it goes? Overanalysis causes paralysis, or paralysis caused by overanalysis. Sometimes people, because the way we're brought up, we have to learn everything. We feel we have to know it all, then we're engaged. I've watched people go 10 years thinking they're learning before they start. My philosophy is get enough knowledge to be safe and jump out of the plane and grow wings on the way down. You can never score a touchdown playing from the sidelines. You can read all the books on how to play football. But if you don't get in the game, you don't know what it's like to get hit. You don't know what it's like to fall down. You also don't know what it's like to pick up a fumble and score a touchdown. Don't go out and do it blind. You need education. But find that balance of learn, action. And along those actions, be prepared to fail. Be prepared to be scared. Make it okay to be scared. Being scared is okay. Really, that's part of it. If you're not scared, you're not pushing yourself. If you're not failing, you're not pushing yourself. If you never want to be scared and you never want to fail, then tuck back, dial your life down 10% and just be quiet. Sit in the corner and do what everybody tells you to do. You don't want that. You're here, Rosemarie, because you want more. Remember, education, action. Fail, be scared. Education, action. Fail, be scared. All of a sudden, that information, that education will turn to knowledge. You'll get momentum. You'll build on that momentum and keep using all the strategies that we teach here in the Inner Circle. All right. Robert Marlin. If you're waiting on something you don't have control over, should you keep waiting or move on? Move on. Now, I shouldn't say that because I don't know your circumstances, Robert, but I know so many people that wait. Like, wait until this money comes in. Wait until the inheritance comes in. Wait till my job cuts me that check. Wait until I cash out the 401k. Wait till my husband or wife support me. Wait till the relationship is over. Wait till I fix the relationship. Wait till the kids are out of school. Wait, 90 years old. You go, whoa, I want to do over. Can I go back? I need to go back to 35. Come on, let me go back to 35. I don't want to wait anymore. I want to take action. No, you don't want to do that, man. Listen, I don't know what it is, and I don't know your circumstances. It could be something that you should wait for. But man, I never heard anybody being successful by waiting. So guys, I see all these comments. I promise you, I'm gonna go back in here and read all these. So tell me if you guys are liking that dgaffiliate.com. Don't go yet, because we got a couple more questions. But we built that for you. You guys can share it with anybody you want. We'll see if it works. You guys are the demo. But think how cool it would be to have friends and family in here, so you don't have to tell them what I say. I could fire them up and get them going, especially if you have a bunch of employees. You should get them all in here. Okay, Joel Goldstein. What's up, Joel? I get the concept of listening when selling, but how do I start the conversation? So I don't know what place selling is for you, but here's how you start the selling. Go upstream. Whatever it is that you do, Joel, make sure it's the best in the world. Make sure if you're going to flip houses, if you're going to sell on Amazon, if you're going to be a life coach, a health coach, whatever it is that you do, love what you do so much that you feel you're doing people a disservice if they don't get engaged. Listen, I feel when I offer the Inner Circle, I asked this last week, would anybody in here right now, and you could say yes if it's true, would anybody in here right now take back what you paid this month and not have what I shared today? Tell me. See if I screwed up today. If I screwed up today, if I screwed up today and you would not, would you take this wisdom back and pretend this never happened if I put your money back in your bank account? I don't think there's one person. Let me know. Say, would you take your money back? Yes or no? Because I know what I can do if I get you to take action on one thing I shared today. So when I sell, Joel, I'm not selling like, hey, let me listen and be really, like, I come from this authentic place of, if I don't get you to be a part of my inner circle, I did you a disservice because I can't help affect your life. I can't move the needle. I can't help you set better goals. I can't help you accomplish the goals. I can't help you sell. I can't help you think. I can't help you expose and be the person you were meant to be to reach your next level, to fulfill all the potential you have in your body. I can't do it if you're not a member of mine. So when I think of selling you, I'm going to do everything in my power to give you, to have you give me your credit card, or else I can't do this. How many people do you know right this minute needed today? They needed today and they're not here. I would do anything in my power to get them here. That's why I created the dgaffiliate.com. I want you to get people here. Just think about this. If you get friends to sign up right now, they can go back and watch this, right? That's what selling for me is. Love what you do so much that you ooze through your pores on why people should be involved and watch your sales go to another level. But that all starts with love what you do. Love what you do. Can you go tell Tanner to post the affiliate link in there, please? Okay. Louis Marcel. What's up, man? How you doing, Louis? How do I convince others to join me on the mission of personal development? Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, there's so many people that will, even when I write a book, people will write, thank you for all the yeses. You guys are amazing. How do I convince people? I mean, I still, when people just see my book or see my ads, you see my ads all over Instagram, Facebook, social media, TV. A lot of people write, oh man, a book is stupid. Nobody learns from a book. You just do it on your own. Like I want to shake those people. Like, oh my God, are you serious? Really? You're going to spend 30 years being in business like I do and fail miserably or just steal what I've done, right? But I'll see people like, oh, this whole personal growth stuff, it's foo-foo. For me, it's just people who don't understand it. And I don't get frustrated, I feel bad, and I do everything in my power to get people immersed in it. And that's why I wrote Millionaire Success Habits. I wrote it so people, it was like a gateway, and I think I accomplished my goal. I wanted you to be able to give Millionaire Success Habits to a friend, or get people into the inner circle, and they go, oh, this is gonna be foo-foo. I don't care who you brought into here. You could, Louis, you got the biggest skeptic in the world on personal growth. Biggest skeptic in the world. If they were on today, they'd be like, I don't think I understood what personal growth is. You mean if I do this, I go faster and I'm happier and I can make more money? Okay, I'll do a little bit more of this. I'm telling you, that's what it is. So you can't take somebody and go from like zero to Wayne Dyer, you know, and like centered chakra. Like that might be too heavy. You got to kind of step them in. And I think that's what I've been blessed to be able to help a lot of people do is I have a lot of people that never thought about personal growth and they read my book or came as part of the inner circle and all of a sudden things changed. So I think it's incremental. Don't vomit up, like everything I shared today, don't vomit it up on them. And if you have anybody close in your life, a lot of people when you ask this question, it's your wife or your significant other or your coworker or the people who work for you that you're just being polite and not saying it. Literally get them involved in this. Send them to you go to dgaffiliate.com, sign up, have that link, share it with people, let them come in. Let them see. They can, as soon as they come in, they can access all the old training. So that's our hour. You guys have an awesome day. Let me know if we did it right today. Are you thinking bigger? Do you have bigger goals? Are we going to crush this? Remember, this analogy is a whole bunch of cars or snowmobiles ready to race January 1. They're revved up. Vroom, 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 vroom. All of a sudden, boom, the green light is January 1. And you can come by screaming at 100 miles an hour if you do the exercise we talked about today. Do the exercise we talked about today. Go through it. Watch this as many times as you need. And don't just do this at the end of the year. Don't just do it for New Year's. Come visit this all the time. I would come back to this one. Remember this training. Remember this is the end of October. Remember that. And January and February and March. I come back to this once a month, once a quarter. Go through this exercise. Revisit your goals all year. People set goals and never look at them again. They ain't going to happen. Revisit them all the time. And pay me the biggest compliment you could ever. Go out and live the life you were supposed to. That would make me the happiest man alive. I appreciate each and every one of you. Remember, right now, go to, I hope Tanner's posting it in here, go to dgaffiliate.com, watch the quick video, get signed up, you'll have your own link. Hopefully it's all working good. If it isn't, you can let us know. And send it out to people that need this. You know, again, most people you send it to might not do it. Just being honest with you. People say they want more, but they're not willing to do the work. You're willing to do the work. So don't be surprised if you send it to 10 of your best friends and one gets enrolled. When I first listened to Tony Robbins 25 years ago, I bought 10 of the kits, and I bought the Sony Walkman that you put the CD on your side. That's how long ago it was, the orange ones with the orange headsets. I bought it for 20 of my family members, best friends and family members, mom, dad, sister, brother-in-law, nephews, friends, family. I bought it for everybody I knew. Everybody I bought it for, one person out of 20 listened to it. I was so disappointed. Look where it took my life. And a lot of them are still struggling with the same thing. So you might share this with people, and don't be surprised if they go, oh, that's stupid, or that guy can't help me, or that, yeah, I'm gonna pay for that. It's okay. Do what you do. Keep doing what you do. Live by example. When they see where you're going, they'll want some of what you have. I appreciate you guys so much. You're amazing. We're going to crush it next month. Can't wait to see you. Bye.